Well, it's the human quest for resources from the earth down in Chile, as we've been reporting all morning. And up here in the Gulf of Mexico, deep water drilling can resume in the Gulf of Mexico. The federal government has lifted its moratorium on deep water drilling. Here is Ken Salazar. He's the Interior Secretary, making the announcement in rather dry terms yesterday.
I have decided that it is now appropriate to lift the suspension on deep water drilling for those operators that are able to clear the higher bar we have set.
The higher bar set, of course, in the aftermath of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. So what was the impact of the nearly four-month moratorium? We have Greg Gautreaux, President and CEO of the Lafayette Economic Development Authority, joining us on the line. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
Greg, let me play back your own voice from several months ago, back in June, when we spoke with you when the moratorium was first issued after the spill. You were very worried about the economic consequences of the moratorium. Listen.
Over 30 of these rigs, they're set up, they're working out in the Gulf of Mexico, they're drilling wells, and they'll be stopped in the process. They'll pull out. These rigs cost $500,000 to $1 million a day. That's what they rent for. They'll go down to offshore Brazil and other places, and we'll be left holding about a $900 million direct wage deficit, or $11.6 billion economic impact.
Greg Gautreaux, did all of that happen?
It all didn't happen. Some of it has happened. We've lost four rigs and two more are leaving. We had a little bit of a reprieve in that many of these rigs needed some workover work, and that gave us some time while the rigs were being put under new contracts. So we're very lucky. So far, we've only lost six rigs officially. That's about 1,500 direct jobs, another couple of thousand indirect jobs. And the workover work, the work to refresh these rigs, kept our economy going during the moratorium so far. There's been a de facto moratorium, unfortunately, at the same time, though.
And how long before, now that the moratorium is lifted in Washington, how long before the platforms start drilling again?
That's a good question. I mentioned the de facto moratorium in shallow water. And what that simply is an effect that we didn't know was going to happen. But normally in the period of the moratorium in shallow water, there would have been about 40-plus permits issued. Instead, there have only been seven permits issued in that time period. Case, if the deep water joins the shallow water in the de facto moratorium, that is the slowdown in issuing of permits for various reasons, then we hope that some of these rigs will come back, but obviously not all of them can come back.
Greg Gautreaux down there in Lafayette, Louisiana, you mentioned jobs, of course. We're in an election that's all about jobs in the economy. I know everybody wants to get back to work, but people in Louisiana see this as an election move?
There seems to be no doubt that this is going to help some of the Democratic candidates in a tightly contested races.
Yeah, and Senator Mary Landrieu from down there in Louisiana, in fact, here in Washington, holding administration appointees hostage using her senatorial powers until the moratorium was lifted. It appears that that pressure may have done some good in pressuring the Obama administration to lift that moratorium. Greg Gautreaux, President and CEO of the Lafayette Economic Development Authority down in Louisiana, joining us once again. Mr. Gautreaux, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.